I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now we are joined by Catherine Wilson of ESPN FC to talk all things Middlesbrough. Obviously, you just had a match against Bournemouth, a 2-0 win, which must have been very pleasing. How did you see that match?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Obviously, the first home win of the season is a bit of a milestone for any club. Ours has taken a bit of time to come, but we've finally got there and done it. And really, I think a lot to answer for was the previous weekend's Arsenal game away at the Emirates, which was a 0-0 draw and a really good point for Middlesbrough. And I think it was a bit of a turning point there in getting some confidence back into the team for goalkeeper Victor Valdes to get a clean sheet, which again he followed up with another one this weekend against Bournemouth, and really to just give the players a bit of confidence that they can attack, try something different. We don't have to defend our way through games for 90 minutes, which looks like we've tried to do that in previous games and it just really hasn't worked for us. So I think one of the key factors in that has been Aitor Karanka's decision to start matches with Adama Traore, who we talked about last time I was on the pod, I think. We've signed the former Barcelona man who has quite a checkered history, really. Maybe not the best record, certainly in terms of his relationships with managers and getting in the sides and so on. But his pace is absolutely astonishing. So last weekend in the Arsenal game, there was one particular run that he went on that was about 37 kilometres per hour, I think, which is pretty fast. And basically, Middlesbrough do not have any other pacey players in the squad. So he is a real lifeline for us in terms of getting out of defence, pushing forward, someone to bring in new ideas, and ultimately someone to just help us attack and score some goals.
Yeah, you mentioned Karanka briefly there. Obviously, there was a lot of weird drama surrounding him last season, especially that window where he was fired or not fired or rehired. Yeah. It was very confusing from a neutral standpoint. How's he been betting in the Premier League this season?
Yeah, he's doing well, I think. As a Premier League manager, you are under constant scrutiny every single week, and you live and die by your decisions. And as we know, you know, some Premier League clubs go through three or four managers in a season. So Karanka's lucky in that the Middlesbrough chairman, Steve Gibson, is a very reasonable man who doesn't seem to make snap decisions, looks to the long term. And definitely last season when the trouble happened around Karanka and arguments within the dressing room, I'm really sure Steve Gibson would not have wanted anything to happen to Karanka and would have wanted him to stick around. So luckily, he's managed to smooth that over. Promotion did happen. And now I think Gibson will give Karanka the time and support that he needs to make a real go of this. And definitely, all we want to do this year is to get Premier League survival. And with that, you can increase financial stability. And you can really go on and build from there. So that will be the number one aim. Karanka has sort of taken the approach that we had last year, which was really to have a very strong back line, a very defensive approach, and then to break on the counter-attack. It worked really well for us in the Championship. As you may know, we had the best defence, I think, in England, basically, the best defensive record. We only lost two games at the Riverside last season. So he will have been hoping to just continue in the same form. It's been a bit more challenging this year. Obviously, the caliber of the teams you come up against is, you know, wildly different. So the Tottenham game, for example, I had one of the worst 90 minutes I've probably ever had at the Riverside. It was really quite depressing just seeing the difference in quality between us and Tottenham and how we were struggling there. But again, it was the introduction of that man, Adama Traore, who really lifted things and relieved pressure and gave us a bit of impetus and urgency. It was great.
Yeah, now moving to the tip of your attack, you mentioned you don't want to defend as much, but Negredo statistically has not been great, and we do love a stat on this show. So Negredo has fewer shots on target than games played, so less than a shot on target per game. And yeah. I was just wondering if you think that that is reflective of his performance, if it's something he's doing wrong, if maybe the creators aren't finding him in the right space. Do you think that that's kind of a problem for you right now?
Yes, I do. I mean, we, as I've said, we can't stay in this league without scoring goals. We can't just defend our way to Premier League survival. Negredo has been quite a frustrated face on the pitch this season. There have been games where we've been camped in the Middlesbrough half. We haven't managed to get forward. And actually, at that Tottenham game, I did say at halftime that Negredo had been our best defender. Basically, he was the only guy who was getting balls out of the box. And that he is good for, you know, being a strong player, holding the ball up. He's not very fast anymore. You're not going to get him charging up the field like Gaston Ramirez did on Saturday to run past five defenders and score like that. He is a really strong presence in the box. So I think actually the fault has lain so far with not getting the supply up to him. Again, a problem that was caused by having quite a lot of static players in midfield, I would say, who don't really have the speed or the creativity going forward. So the fact that Negredo's had less than one shot per game on target, Middlesbrough probably haven't had proportionally that many more attacks per game going forward until the last couple of games. So I don't think it's necessarily that he's to blame. But is he the right man to be up front when we have a proven goal scorer in the lower leagues, at least, in Jordan Rhodes, who is pretty much first choice to go on the bench every game. And he might get the last 5 minutes of a match, but Karanka doesn't really seem willing to give Jordan Rhodes a proper crack at being our Premier League striker this season.
Long term, wouldn't it seem more wise to give him more of a chance, though, than Negredo, especially considering he's likely to be your forward for years to come?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think Karanka's thinking is that Negredo has the experience there. So with him having played for Barcelona, coming in with that level of top flight experience, I think that's what Karanka's looking for, rather than Jordan Rhodes, who is actually still improving at top flight level.
Mm. And to give Negredo a fair shake of things, he does have the most assists for you with 4, just not finding the net himself.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's indicative of the way we've played so far. And most of our goals have come from midfield, of the few goals we have scored this season. So on Saturday, the goals were from Ramirez and Stuart Downing, again, midfielders. And that was kind of how we rolled last season as well. The goals came from all over the park. We didn't really have a, you know, horrendously prolific attacker. It was sort of a lot of goals from midfield. So I think Karanka won't necessarily be worried that Negredo's not hitting the back of the net every single week.
Mm. How have your other summer signings been fitting in?
Yeah, really good. So probably the most successful would be Martin De Roon, who is a centre midfielder who we signed from Atalanta in the summer. He's settled in really well. Is probably one of the first names on Karanka's team sheet. And is just really good at tracking back and keeping momentum going in midfield. And is a really good partner to either Adam Clayton or Adam Forshaw, whichever one of the Adams we put him with on that particular week. Another interesting signing we made was the loan signing of Callum Chambers from Arsenal. He's had an interesting start. So his debut was against Tottenham, which was a bit of a baptism of fire for him. He really didn't look comfortable at centre-back in that game and was definitely at fault for at least one of the goals. But when we've played him on the right side of defence, he's looked a lot more comfortable there, you know, much happier, much more relaxed, and going forward a bit more. Again, he's good at that. But he slotted back into centre-back on Saturday and another clean sheet there for us. So good experience for him to be playing in the Premier League almost every week, and a good signing for us to have there as well. So I'm quite happy with the signing so far. Again, Adama Traore has proved to be a bit of a revelation so far. It'll be interesting to see how Karanka uses him in the future. I'm not sure if he is the kind of player who we will build our team around, but certainly when we need that extra spark, he is a really good man to call on.
Victor Fischer only has 183 minutes played thus far this season. Is that a surprise? Have there been like some other issues internally, or has he just not been getting selected healthily?
I at the time thought he was probably our big signing and, you know, the big impact guy who we were all really excited to see. He hasn't played very much at all, and he hasn't made much impact when he has played. I don't know if it's just that he doesn't work so well in our systems that we usually play, or just if Karanka hasn't sort of set him up in the right way with the right players alongside him yet. But I'm sure as time goes on and it's, you know, it's a long season, I'm sure we will see more of him.
Fair enough. Your upcoming schedule is really scary. I know it must feel really good to have that, like you mentioned, the draw and then the win this weekend. But things are about to get really rough with City, Chelsea, Leicester, Hull, and Southampton in your next five. And Gaston Ramirez going into that stretch with a suspension. How many points are you hoping to pick up from those?
Ooh. I would be happy with 6 points from those five, which may seem quite negative, but it is a fairly bad run of games, as you say.
And you get Leicester at home, and Leicester have been so shaky on the road. Like, it would have been really nice if you had been able to play them at Riverside.
Well, you know, every game is a bit of a tough game, and we are just really pleased to be in the Premier League, and you have to sort of enjoy it, even if we are losing every week. You have to sort of enjoy having not been in the Premier League for 7 years, you know, we should be making the most of it in case we're not there next year. But I'm clinging on to the hope that Barcelona give Man City a real workout tomorrow night. And you never know, that could have some impact on Saturday. I'm not sure. There's something about Middlesbrough where we get really pumped up for those big games. And actually, it's some of the games that you might expect us to win where we'll surprise ourselves and let ourselves down. So I'm keeping an open mind, really. We'll see how we get on.
All right, well, best of luck in that run. That does not look very fun at all. Currently 14th, with everything we've kind of discussed today, have your expectations changed from deadline day when we kind of talked about this last? Is still just as long as you finish 17th, that good enough?
Yeah, I think last time I spoke to you, I said that I would have hoped that we'd finish about 14th, actually, which is where we are now. I think if we finish 16th or 17th, everyone will be perfectly happy with that, and we can go on to build next season. So it's all about just staying in the top flight for now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. If you'd like to plug anything or tell people where to reach you, you can do that now.
You can follow me on Twitter at BaseLady.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.